The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean, how are you?
Oh, Jonathan, I actually have a little bit of a cold, believe it or not.
I've got a little bit of a dose
which I just can't get rid of, but I'm good, other than that, getting over it.
Other than that, well, I'm glad you're in a different studio to me, my friend. It's not that you're not snotting on top of me. Now, let's talk about this study suggesting we inherit surprisingly little of our parents' personality and we're only slightly more likely to have the same temperament with our siblings than a stranger walking down the street. What happened to nature versus nurture, Henry?
Yeah, this is the thing. I mean, I gave this cold to my parents. They have the same genetics as me, but we have a completely different personality. And yeah, this study suggests that we are very, very different. And it makes sense because I'm not really like my brothers in any way. I'm very different to my parents. My dad, perhaps, and me move similar. We would have similar, perhaps, mannerisms, but we're totally different. And anyway, this research compared the character traits of parents and their adult kids on how neurotic, extrovert, open, agreeable, and conscientious they were. And they looked at grandparents and grandchildren too. And this was led by Edinburgh University, Department of Psychology. And the study looked at more than 1,000 pairs of relatives. And according to the study, the chance of a child sharing a similar personality trait with a parent is not much greater than a child sharing with a random stranger. And Jonathan, I have to ask you that. You know, are you anything like your parents or your children, or are you totally different?
I have to say, I'm nothing like my five brothers, and I'm willing to say that on the record now for any of them listening, and happily different. I would say I have the best of both of my parents' traits. My mother is incredibly diligent and dogged, and you know, it's very make sure she gets things done. I think I definitely inherited that. My dad was an exceptionally good manager of things, and I inherited that as well. But I don't know whether that's just because I licked it off the stones or whether I got it from them. I'd like to think I got it from them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, and I did bump into random strangers and I asked them, you know, perhaps they do have a similar personality to me than my own family. Some agree with this survey and others don't.
Well, my kids are very similar. My daughter's very similar to me. She's stubborn.
Stubborn
like myself.
Down.
Yeah. She's always right, like me.
And you're always right.
Well, so I'm told. And I could see it in my mother and my father. My brother... he's a lot like my father. He's a softie. Where my mother would be tough.
And are you tough like your mum or are you more
I'd
like
say,
your dad?
Yeah. But I look like my dad more than my mum. But I act like my mum more. If you know what I'm saying. And vice versa with my brother. But no, I don't believe. I think you
do inherit personalities?
Oh, definitely. Of course. You grow up with them. You know, I mean, they don't lick it up off the ground, so.
We don't particularly pick up personality traits. We pick up idiosyncrasies and mannerisms, but not necessarily personalities. No, we're a different generation, different values, different influences. So yeah, no,
we're very, very different, you think?
Yeah, we are different. Yeah,
so you're not like your parents, you're not like your kids?
No, I have their values, work ethic, but not not their personalities. And certainly my children are, again, they're further removed from me and my parents.
Do they have work ethic?
Something about it, yeah.
Yeah, so in other words, yeah, they're definitely thinking about it. There might be, and they're not sure. There has to be an expert on this somewhere, Henry.
Yeah, I got to speak to Katie Walker, founder of Mind Therapy Centre, based in Bray in County Wicklow. And she's a psychotherapist, and she says, you know, perhaps it's more about the environment that we grew up in and not about our parents.
The impacts of what life has thrown at you has created you to become maybe that person. And each person is individual in that. That's why we can say there's siblings in the same household and they're completely different, but they were brought up in the same way. And they might have been brought up in the same way, but there's always going to be external interactions, whether it's school, whether it's something that happens that didn't happen when the first child was around, that's going to impact on how we are. So I think the question of are we like our parents or not really comes back down to the debate of nature versus nurture. And of course, we're going to have the same DNA as our parents, but what does that actually mean in terms of personality traits? And I think you probably want to look at it from the lens of exposure in childhood and how that impacts your personality as an adult. So, for example, if you're in a household where shouting happens a lot, you potentially could become someone that uses that as your conflict strategy or fighting talk. But you could also go into the other way of being a very quiet person because maybe you didn't like that. Or if you have a parent that's an alcoholic, you know, you might choose to use the same coping strategy that they've used, or you could go the other way and say, I never want to be around drink. That's not something I want. But I think the question around that is this a personality trait, or is this just the way that we function in the world? Because we're going to function in adult life based on our childhood experiences, because whether our needs are getting met or not, as we always want to try and find safety. So someone that's extremely driven, that maybe has come from a place of feeling as if they are not good enough or being put down in school environment, they might say, right, I'm going to show the world. And that creates a very driven person that can go off and prove it. So I think instead of looking at it from maybe a place of similarity to our parents or not, it's about what environment did we grow up in?
Okay, Katie Walker there from Mind Therapy Centre. What else was in the survey, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite complicated. I'm going to try and explain. So they had a basically data used from gene donors at the Estonian Biobank. This was established back in 2000, and they used 1,000 pairs of relatives. So this could be grandparents and grandkids, or it could be siblings or parents. Each person was asked not only to rate their own traits, but to also find someone to act as an informant, delivering a second opinion. And the results suggested that about 42% of the difference seen between them, personality traits, came from a kind of genetic factors that make up parents and children alike. So what they're trying to say is that, yeah, we are basically completely different to our relatives. We're not the same. Other surveys have said, yeah, we're very like our relatives. We're not. Here is an American. She says she's not the same as her parents at all, except that they're very rich. All of them are rich.
I'm definitely way more fun and adventurous than they are.
So we always thought that relatives, people's personalities were like their parents, but you're saying you're nothing like your parents.
Nothing at all. I think I see what they don't do, so then I live my life in a different way.
So how do you differ? How are you different?
I'm calculated, but adventurous. I know what I'm getting myself into, but I'm down for the adventure and the risk, and I think they don't take the risk.
So are your parents introverted? Are they extroverted?
I would say more introverted.
And when it comes to your siblings, are you anyway similar to them?
Yeah, I'm like my brother.
And how different is your life to theirs? I mean, do you have a completely different perspective on politics?
Oh, no. Politics, we're the same. Income, we're both well off. But as far as, like, personality and daily life, different, for sure.
That sounds like a therapy session more than an interview, Henry. Does this study answer the question why we get to choose our friends, but we don't necessarily get to choose our family?
Yeah, it does. It tries to. And, you know, we are so different to our loved ones. You know, for example, I sometimes think that I'm adopted, but I'm not. I'm not actually adopted. I am related to my relatives. Here are more views.
No, I'd say I'm completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah. I think every generation is different as far as I can think. But everything moves on. Things don't stay the same. Like from my parents' generation to my generation to the next, it changes all the time. I don't think personalities change too much, no.
So you think personalities are similar?
Similar, very similar, yeah.
But a different world, different lifestyle.
It's a different lifestyle completely.
And how do you act the same as your parents?
Well, you know, your parents, they raise you the way they, you know, the way they think it's best. So you do the same with your children, hoping they'll do the same.
Let's take your siblings. Are you similar? Are you different?
No, I'm the bad egg.
And why are you bad egg?
A bit more outgoing, a bit more adventurous, and a bit more normal.
So how do you differ to your brother? Like your brother and sister, but you're so, so different.
She's wild, and her siblings are a little less wild.
So you're Martin, the wild one?
The wild child.
And when did you become wild?
At my first festival.
Oh, don't forget, your parents may have been wild children as well. They just didn't want to tell you for fear you turned out the same. Henry McKean, thank you very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.